Welcome to the FKU show. It's going to be loved by lesbians and lonely men everywhere.
Lonely men everywhere. We're politically correct shows.
Vaginal mesh problem. Let's talk about it.
Yahtzee!
Slippity slidey part that goes up your hog. I will definitely put something in your dick hole. Just off. Wicked man.
Yeah. It's so hot, I want to tear my skin off.
What the fuck is wrong with you, you psycho?
Falcor!
Now, there were kids who were fatter than me, and they were making fun of me, too. And I was like, oh, this makes no sense to me.
300 pounds and AIDS.
Fuck you.
Why do fat people have awesome voices for the most part?
You know what? I'm done. I'm done with this show. I'm done with life. Yeah, I mean, if you look at me, you're not going to say, hi, I came from the best genes possible.
Yeah, the typical fat guy.
Think about it.
I made friends online.
I harass her for her food. You'll never. You see, you can't even fathom being fat because.
Don't shit yourself.
Why wouldn't I? To all the deaf people listening to us right now, I'm sorry. Yeah. See your dreams and I'm ending with each sperm cell that goes into your badge.
AIDS grenades.
Do like. You want to pinch all your fingers so they touch each other?
Yep.
And then jam them up someone's asshole. That is the raunchy.
Yes.
We are horrible people.
Good for him. If he wants to booze it up and take the wheelchair out for a cruise, yeah.
Yeah, you're fucked up. Stephen Hawking has a better physique than you.
Dude, shut up.
You ruined my life.
I'm an asshole. Yeah. Think it happens.
The FKU show.
Another problem with America.
And now, the FKU show with Slim Nikki and Gray Jig. Oh, I can't say that without throwing up a little.
Oh. My. God.
Yeah, what?
Oh my God. We have made it. We have finally gotten out of all of this fucking snow.
Yeah, are you sure? It came down yesterday.
We're close. I mean, this is as close as we can get, right?
Yeah. Let's hope.
Oh, for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
I feel fucking horrible for you.
Do you really?
Listen, they're getting off right now. Listen to our voices.
I think they might be.
This is a thrill for you people. It's a thrill for us. Welcome back.
Yes.
To the FKU show.
Yes. Welcome.
Yes. It has sucked. We have tried and tried and tried again, but the distance of 40 miles between us. Yeah. With all the snow, there was no way. KJ, where do you want me to park? Three towns over.
Yeah.
And take a sled dog and find a crackhead that will let you ride him on the back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Piggyback rides. Yeah, lots of piggyback rides this winter.
Ugh. It's brutal.
Oh, how did you get, like, I can't imagine even, you look like a shovel. you're the same width.
Yeah.
You know, your head is like the shovel part and the rest of you is the handle.
Right.
Yeah. So.
It's an odd shape.
Yeah.
My from probably my knees down are really wide. The rest of me is wicked skinny. And then my head just like a U shape with a top.
You're a coal shovel. That's how old you are. Because that's all they had back then. They didn't have the flat ones that pushed the snow away.
Right. Exactly.
You just had the ones that you had to take to work with you. And that's how you got to work. You had to crush your path all the way through. It has been brutal. So did you have a snowblower and things?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I got it fixed last year.
Good thing.
And the last storm of the year. And of course I didn't get to use it.
Yeah.
So this year, luckily I got it fucking fixed.
Dude, because I'm sure you used it because.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys got buried a couple times more than the rest of us.
Yeah. We did.
Fuck that, dude. History made in the.
110 inches.
Gross.
Yeah. And you know what? Like we. Even when we weren't, when we didn't beat the record a few days ago.
Yeah.
It was what, 107?
Yeah, we were 107.6. We needed exactly 1 inch to beat it or tie it,
whatever it was. But in 95, 96, that was, we got it like over the stretch of the season.
The entire year.
Yeah. And we got 106 when it was like,
yeah, in the shortest month of the year, right. Black History Month.
Right. We got the whitest snow.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. See the white man bringing the black guy down.
Oh my, again. Absolutely. They were like, Jesus Christ. Crackheads loved every minute of it because when they see snow, they're like, jackpot. Exactly. You know, like that made some people happy. And then they were sad when they just ended up with brain freezes. You know what right. I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not high, but I want some ice cream. So, yep. So we got nailed and we've finally been able to get back to bring a show.
Right.
Because
fucking
it's
right.
killing us.
Oh, big time. You know, what's it been? Like 3 months?
No, month, 2 months tops.
Yeah, 2 months?
I think because we did after the New Year show, didn't we?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
No, holy shit. We have to talk about Christmas? We have much to talk about.
We must have.
We're going to have to talk about the Watergate scandal. It's been a while.
Yeah, Sputnik.
KJ was there. He was the one holding the flashlight. Yes. And got him caught. Worst accomplice ever.
Yes. Well, we have to welcome our new fans from Facebook. Hopefully they're listening.
Yeah. Where did all of you come from? I hope you listen.
Yeah.
Most of them, I think, just want to see pictures of fat, ugly people.
That's possible.
And that's great.
I try and bring the noise for them.
I know. I stopped posting my self-portraits on there because it was starting to hurt my feelings.
Well, yeah.
No, it's okay. But we appreciate it.
Yeah, oh absolutely. My God.
But where have you been?
They're coming from all over the country, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we talk a lot about if any of you has been to Boston, you know, or the North Shore in particular, because that's where we're from. You know,
you're from. I'm from Boston, bitch.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Born and raised, kid.
Save it.
Born and raised. Yeah. You're from the suburbs. Tell me a cute tale about how you're from Boston. You're from Malden.
Yeah.
You're still from 5 miles out.
Yeah.
Not the same. 5 miles. It's not the same.
No, you're right. You're right. But it's not a town.
What?
It's not a town.
It's the city of Malden.
Yeah.
It's a town.
It's not like I live in a village.
It's a town with projects and two T stations.
Yeah, two T stations, exactly.
That's it. That's all you are. Well,
yeah. All right. It's better than none.
Bitch.
It's better than none.
Take that shit, Malden.
We got the riffraff to come into Malden, all right?
Please, yeah.
Yeah, so.
The riffraff.
Yeah, like the kids from Dorchester that came into our schools.
Yeah, you don't want us.
No, we don't. But you came anyways.
We had terror.
Yeah.
We didn't have a choice when people got brought to our school, so we said, fuck it, we're going to do it to everybody else too.
Nice to see how
I'm saying?
Works.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
We want to go to your schools and shit everywhere.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. I did it.
So, you know, to reiterate, I use the big word
Whoa. Whoa. Is there a sign behind me with these words? Like a blinking sign?
What's his name there? James Dean.
James Dean.
We want to thank everybody for coming in liking us on Facebook.
Yep, thank you.
So hopefully, hopefully they're listening to the podcast.
Yeah, get with it. Get with the program. Yeah, share, like us, join this fucking infectious party of the FKU show because we need all of you fuckers to the FKU Mafia to bring it.
Right.
Tell us some shit. Tell us your deepest tales so we can tell them on public radio.
Yeah.
Or and we've internet had radio.
Quite a few radio. People. Are you?
Is this NPR? today in Britain, somebody farted near a cop and hit him with a wooden stick.
I kind of stopped listening to you after about 2 minutes.
You stopped listening to me years ago.
Well, apparently you didn't stop listening to me because I'm like, hey, this would be a good job if you're a bouncer at a strip club.
Yeah. Well, that's when I stopped listening to you.
Right.
Because I realized, hey, thanks for the endless nights of drug addiction and... the strip is a nice on a daily basis.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I mean, how do you go wrong? Hey, what do you do for work? I work in a strip club. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, how's the Bennies?
Thanks for rubbing that in. No Bennies. I wasn't like that. Dirty bitches never got to me.
Yeah, well, no, that's good. You know what I mean? That's good.
So fresh, so clean down in my under region. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't need any little things that end in aria or idia.
You don't need those.
Or AIDS. No AIDS.
Don't need that.
No AIDS.
And and we got some people buying the t-shirts.
Yes,
which
people
is great.
Are buying some of our merch so we can get some more out this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, we want interaction. We want to hear what you guys want. We can bring anything we want.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to hear what you want.
This is a podcast. We're not limited to what we can say or do on the show.
Exactly. We are a family. Join it.
Yeah.
Be one with us.
We're the two guys that say what you're thinking.
This is true.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they talk to me and they're like, I was thinking that, but I would probably never say that.
True.
I'm like, well, you're a jerk.
So bring us your ideas. Bring us the things in your life that you think of that you definitely couldn't say, like something to a coworker.
Yeah.
Or
we'll say it.
Or to your mother.
If you want. Yeah.
Or to your mother.
Yeah.
Yep. Grandmothers. Awesome. Love yelling at old people.
Right.
Big fan. Big fan. Half the time they can't hear you. So you can get away with the most wise-ass
so
shit.
You already have to yell at them. So it's not like you're...
So what you do
if somebody goes, what is that guy? Is he being a jerk? You can be like, no, she just can't hear me. Hey, fucking grandma.
Listen, your fucking twat looks like a spider web. All right. Go to hell. All right. Leave your inheritance.
Your varicose veiny vagina is disgusting hanging out from your pant leg.
Hey, oven mitt tits. Listen. I don't want your arms could be fucking flags.
Yeah. Their vaginas look like a Pugeria kid's head. With all the veins and it's translucent.
I want to punch you in the dick. If you had a dick, I'd punch it.
All right. Well,
if you did.
Yeah, if I did.
Oh my God. Well, hey, but these are the things. Anything you want to bring to the table.
See how we just went from 0 to 1,000 in 2 seconds?
Oh my God. Roll. Called falling down the rabbit hole in a rapid pace.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. It was like Clark Griswold when he puts the wax on his sled, his disc.
It's gone.
Yeah. 1,000 miles an hour. Right. Yeah.
We're doing it for you. So just bring us what you got and we'll call them out. We'll fucking call somebody. Fucking Do you want us to call them?
You want us? Yeah. Give us the number. I'll call.
Hells
them.
Yeah. We'll tell them.
Shit.
We'll tell your kids. Santa's really just a molester named Uncle Fred. I don't know. Whatever. That was wrong.
Yeah, whatever works.
I gotta go.
You do.
I gotta go.
Whatever works.
That was we call that a mood breaker in the biz.
Is that what it is?
All right. We're gonna play some Black Eyed Peas. We'll be right back.
That makes sure, people, if I had that on my iPod, sure, why not?
Does that make people happy nowadays? I don't know.
What?
I'm not very hip.
Black Eyed Peas?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
I don't know who's hip nowadays.
I don't know. I just listen to death metal and hardcore, and that's pretty much it.
See, I listen to sports radio most of the time because I'm like, there's nothing on the radio, and I don't have like satellite because my car's like from 1980.
See, I can't listen to satellite. I can't buy pay the monthly payment for satellite because I only listen to two stations: the Open Anthony Show, and then death metal.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what? And since XM and Sirius merged, the metal channel has sucked.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's just wrong because you need competitors.
Yeah. No, I know. You're right. But like they, on when I had XM originally, and I listened to the metal station, and it was like stuff that you didn't hear on the radio. There was not, I mean, sure, you might get a Pantera song here and there or a Metallica song.
Walk.
But right. But now on the metal channel, it's like, you know, Avenged Sevenfold and Godsmack. And then it goes to like Deicide and then back up to, you know, whatever queer shit they're playing on the radio. You know what I mean?
That was the first CD I ever gave back to Derek and said, I am not reviewing this shit.
Godsmack?
Take it. No. Oh. Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, wow.
I gave it right back to him and I said, you can lie. I can't.
This isn't an Overkill album.
No, this is a coaster at a fucking, like a cholo bar.
Yeah.
Or something.
But it works.
Nobody would ever listen to it.
No, not at all. Ugh. That's why I wouldn't get serious anymore.
Wow.
Plus, I start work at 6 in the morning, and that's when Open and Anthony start.
Yeah. I can't listen to them that early because I don't.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I had to go to work at 8 and I was up that early, sure, I'd get it or whatever. If I was sitting in an office all day, I might get it. But, you know,
tell us more of your sob story.
Yeah, that's my sob story.
This is the most depressing 5 minutes these people have ever had to listen to.
God.
So I was putting the ship in the bottle.
Yeah. You suck.
KD's rants on. Yeah, the metal channel. Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks. That could have ended the whole conversation for us all, but it didn't.
Nope,
it kept going. It didn't.
I kept bringing it up.
God help us all.
Yes.
God
save the queen.
No.
Well,
that bitch. Why are we saving her?
Oh, I thought it was Freddie
Seriously,
Mercury.
Seriously, get over it. Those people need to get over the monarchy because they don't do anything.
No, they don't.
So what's the fucking point of having a queen if they don't do shit?
Oh.
Like
appearances.
Listen, I mean, what's her name? Kate.
Yep.
Whatever. She's a duchess. Is that what her thing is?
Whatever. She's
princess. She'll be. She's a duchess. I mean, I want to see her. I want to see her butt naked or on an autopsy slab. It's one of the other because she's going to be a story just like her, you know,
Mother-in-law?
Yeah, her past mother-in-law, or right, however you would put that, ghostly mother-in-law.
Like her mother-in-law.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants anything else from you. I mean, it's not like you're a support of, like, if you blew up, you were the only people going to go to war over it. You're like, oh my God, there's nothing else on BBC anymore.
Maybe.
Crikey. Oh, no, that's Australian. Forgot about that one. Cheers, mate. Whatever. You guys all talk like clowns. But let's get back to the subject at hand. We don't need the queen and all that jazz. We don't need all of you. Go away. Give all of your money to people who could fucking use it. Your home should be a museum or a parking lot for the new NFL team coming to London at some point. Nobody cares about you and your stupid jewels and all your dumb shit.
Yeah.
F off. I'm still mad about 1812. You guys took out the White House. Yeah. Dolly Madison? Yeah.
I didn't see
it. I don't even know which one of those people.
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm not giving history lessons to these people. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's move on. Let's move on.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's talk about... I don't know what to talk about right now.
Well, we got a list here in front of us. Right. You just pick one off.
I'm going to go with chocolate asshole molds. Okay. All right. Let's go off serious.
Yeah.
What?
Well, this originally started, I saw, I don't know if I saw it online or on, well, I must have saw it online because I don't have cable. So it was a girl that was getting her asshole bronzed for her boyfriend.
Now, do they pour actual bronze on her asshole?
No. They pour some type of whatever, some stuff mold on there. Yeah. Like, some
plastic. It's like Mythbusters.
Yeah,
Mythbusters asshole edition.
Yeah, exactly. That's they poured whatever shit on her asshole. Not literally shit. That would be just weird.
It's a special giraffe shit that they use that molds perfectly to an asshole.
And then they take that mold and they do the reverse thing and then they pour it in and pour a bronze mold and there you go. You have a nice bronze.
Comes out looking like an upside down icicle. Right?
One of those
like topographical maps of a mountain range.
Yeah, exactly. That's more or less what it looks like. Yeah. Ooh. So I saw that in a fan of the show, Dan, had also sent it to me because it was pretty funny. Because you see the girl, like, you know, she's on the table with her ass straight up in the air. And there's an old guy with a beard. He looks like a dirty hippie. And he's pouring, you know, whatever
in the back
into
like a subway.
Yeah. In his the house, in his living room. Obviously. Yeah. And he's just pouring shit into her ass. And she likes it.
Oh, so was it a sexual thing?
No.
Okay.
No,
so she's bronzing her asshole. Now,
yeah.
So you're casting a mold of the asshole to then be bronzed.
Yes.
Now, is the holder of the bronzed asshole a set of cheeks in which the asshole will be like perfectly lined inside? Or are we talking like they're going to put it on top of a trophy? Just a little asshole puckered up on like with a race car or a bowling guy.
They didn't get that. They didn't get that far. They just give you like a, I don't know, maybe a 1-inch round circle with the asshole on the top of it.
Is it like in glass, like on someone's, you know, paper holder on a desk, you know, like,
yeah. So it's like a bookend.
There's an asshole bookend.
Yes.
No, but really. I can't imagine.
That's essentially what it is. But now.
But what's the purpose?
Just because she can.
I just want to know what type of medium she put it on. You know what I mean? Like, was it used as a back scratcher? I mean, did she put it on like a necklace?
Who knows? Who knows? It could have been anything.
You need to, see,
it could have been like a Daffy Duck bill, or it could have been something that takes the yolk out of the eggs. Who knows?
His little nickname for his platypus asshole.
Exactly.
You know, platypus asshole.
So. Again.
Yeah.
So
need the whole
there was that story. And then the story that came out after that was now they're starting to make chocolate molds of the asshole.
Of this asshole?
Maybe not this particular one.
Okay.
But
so
anybody,
is this all the rage in places like San Francisco and Provincetown?
I would think so, yes.
Really?
I mean.
Is this something like you give like, hey, I got you something for your birthday.
I got you a box of chocolates.
They look like my asshole. That's not a strawberry.
It's not my box.
I don't get it. Oh God. I mean, yeah, because every man tries to get in the ass.
Right.
It's not a, it's the first thing. You're like one of those first sexual things you test with a woman.
Right.
If I've been yelled at before I even got down there to never touch her asshole or get beaten with an oar, or am I allowed to do the brush by to see if I'm going to get the karate chop to the neck or the, no, not yet.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
You got to test the waters.
Yeah, you should see my neck. It's been karate chopped so many times.
Is that why it's puffy?
It is.
It looks puffy.
It's always, I'm going to.
And jiggly?
Yeah, I'm going to look like I have fucking MS soon.
Nice.
From all the chops.
Well, what I want to know is how do they get the mold to not stick to the hair?
Well, obviously you'd have to have a Brazilian first.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I guess you're right.
Those Brazilians, how did they get stuck with that?
I don't know.
We
know it wasn't going to be the Greek.
No, definitely. It's the opposite.
You're right. Yeah, they're the opposite.
Chia parlors where you grow more hair for your bush.
Yeah, they actually put stuff on to make it grow faster.
God, I have seen some nasty Mediterranean women.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Right. Yeah.
Hairy you moves. Have the whole cast of Welcome Back, Kotter between your legs.
Yeah. It's
frightening.
It is.
But chocolate covered assholes.
I mean, I would probably eat one. You know, why not? Go ahead.
Would you now, like, knowing it was a puckered asshole that is molded into from the same color as the stuff that comes out of said asshole, would you be thrown off eating it, thinking is this what poop tastes like? And what if you got one with nuts?
Well, see, that's the whole joy of it, Nick.
Like the Krispies? No way Krispies is going in there. Because that's like you get through an old asshole. Yeah,
it's like a Nestle's bar.
That's a grandma's asshole. You hear like, to get at it. There's no way. You have to chip at it with chisels.
See, I would like it if mine was like a chunky bar with raisins and nuts in it.
Definitely caramel. I'm going with caramel. Well, you just squeeze the asshole and just shoots out a dollop of caramel.
Or like a cream filling that's, you know, you can have like the cream pie chocolate covered asshole.
All I know is I'm getting a lot of ideas for Easter right now.
Say exactly. Yeah. So I'm just saying I would definitely eat one.
Oh, I would eat it. It just, I don't know. Do you get to pick whose asshole it comes from?
Well,
like, cause there's a big difference. If you say like, okay, this section was molded by
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. Oh. And this one was by Chaz Bono. I'm eating Chaz's all day long over Whoopi's.
I don't think I would do either. Be honest with you.
You haven't chosen.
I think I would just take the bullet.
You have to eat the asshole chocolate of one of the two. Yeah. Whose asshole do you pick? Not, and you can't obviously see the said asshole beforehand.
Right.
This is a mystery competition. This is like beat Bobby Flay. Right. So it's just A or B. Whoopi asshole, Chaz Bono asshole.
Yeah, I guess. Is it pre
or post-op? I can add another if you want.
Chaz.
Post-op. Just to add a little,
see, that's a tough
add a little
one.
Flavor, a little spicy.
Yeah, a little
spicy salsa.
Give it a little sweat tinge in there. Maybe a little bit of taint on the end. I guess I would.
Three, two.
Chaz. I guess I would have to go with Chaz.
You fag. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I said that the nicest way. I called him a cigarette.
Right.
Is it the same circumference?
Yes.
They are.
So yeah,
I can't even talk anymore.
That's all right.
I would choose Chaz too.
Yeah,
you double team Chaz's asshole.
Ugh.
You get half, I get half.
Gross. Now here's a question: would you eat it out in public?
Like, well, no one else knows.
Like, hey, anybody want to?
How public are we talking? Do I have a neon sign or a sandwich board?
Well, no, yeah, you just unwrap it out of a, you know.
Oh, if no one else knew,
it probably comes on like a condom wrapper or something.
It probably looked exactly like those Terry's chocolate oranges that you have to smash and eat. They have like weird ripples on them.
I've never seen those.
You ever seen those? It's an orange and they have like little slices in them.
Really?
But when you smack it against a table to hit one end and then it breaks open like into little orange slices.
Huh.
And it's chocolate, like citrusy chocolate.
Ugh, I don't like
you would like it. It's not It's not what you think.
It is.
It's delicious.
No, it's
shut
not.
The fuck up.
I don't like citrusy.
I'm fat. I know way more than you.
Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So you.
That's how I stay skinny. I don't like citrusy chocolate.
No, but yeah, but it would give you good diabetes. I promise.
It would.
So it would. It's, yeah, that's right. And if you look at it, it's like the little ridges, because they make it look like little pieces of orange, like it's an actual piece of orange. And they do a really nice detail.
Okay.
That's what those asshole things would remind me of.
Okay.
Smashed oranges. Like smashed assholes.
Yeah, a bag of smashed assholes. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. I still would eat one.
So, yeah. Bruce Jenner, pre-op or post-op. This is huge. No. This is huge.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand. Like the
maybe
young-
I would say pre-op because I'd be like, this is an Olympic gold medalist asshole.
That's an asshole of...
He just looks...
Of fame. And-
right.
National desire to be as good as you can be. But can you think of that? These kids today think this is just the weird dad from some fucking country reality show.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you remember because you got some years on him.
Yeah.
You remember seeing him compete at the Olympics.
Yes. Because
I wasn't alive yet, but I'm still old enough to know he was the guy who made being on the Wheaties box famous, you know, and all that shiznit.
Yeah.
He was the greatest Olympian up till all the guys started using lots of steroids.
And now
he's a fucking tranny. Like, what?
He is a tranny.
Those... Being stuck around all those Kardashians has turned him into a woman.
Yeah.
That's why they all should be lined up individually and publicly executed. Because you have changed somebody so much by them hearing you. I need money. I'm a fucking cunt. I'm going to screw another fucking black dude for money.
Right.
That's it. That's all they do.
Right.
Every single one.
Except for the middle one. She screws that white guy.
Yeah.
Who's a complete jackass.
The drunken jackass who cheats on her left and right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
She has AIDS and probably doesn't even know it.
No, she doesn't. She wouldn't even care.
She probably thinks it's trendy because didn't Magic have that? Like, yeah. I want it.
Exactly.
Fucking, yeah.
I don't have a personality, so if I have AIDS, maybe somebody will like me.
Stepdad is going to be a fucking tranny. Like, fucking Christ, you're Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Next question. What name do you think it chooses? Because it's now an it. Once it starts to go, there's no him Bruce, or her. He'll always be a him or it.
Maybe Bridget? Bridget Jenner?
No.
No?
Bridget?
I don't know. I'm just... Because usually they stick with the first letter of the name.
I don't know. Do they? Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
Chastity, Chaz.
Yeah. You know, there's really nothing... I don't think that rhymes with Bruce. Well, it doesn't have to really rhyme, but...
Gross. Gross. Just call yourself Gross Jenner. Yeah.
Groot.
Now, do you keep your last name, too? Like, do you get to keep that now not being the man of the house?
It depends on...
Or is he going to be a Kardashian, too?
Well, it depends on how fancy he gets with his transformation.
Well, he's going full boy. He's already got titties.
Right. But if he gets, like, really girly, he can probably get one of those fancy last names, like Destiny or...
That's a first name.
Well, no, he probably choose it as a last
Bruce
name.
Bruce Destiny?
He might. You never know. Well, it'd be like Bridget or something.
Wheaties should have to pay back money if he goes Destiny.
That'd be awesome.
It's fucking frightening all in all. What is wrong with this world? I'm sorry.
Lots.
There should be an island we are exiled to, and we should call it Australia.
It used to be called Australia.
Okay, and I'm still with that. Sorry, all of you guys.
Yeah, but if you're still listening, sorry.
We're asking you to drop them off in the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Covered in blood, preferably.
Yeah.
Or just in any of your rivers. Just throw them on down there, covered in chicken blood. Anything. Help us out.
Yeah.
Because this is fucking getting too weird.
It is.
Like, I don't get the people that like letting kids decide when they're younger because they think they're a tomboy. Tomboy's not a thing anymore. Tomboy is your parent. You're whatever
confused.
You want. A lot of them are you be what you want. If you feel you're a boy, you're a boy.
Oh.
And they raise them as boys. And I don't think that you should be taking the word of a 5-year old in I want to be a boy. No. You tell your kid, you have a vagina. Shut the fuck up.
That's not how the world works anymore.
It should. I cannot stand this world sometimes. KJ, it bothers me every day. All this shit with all this. Bruce Jenner was a fucking Olympian god. He's, you don't do that. No.
No.
Michael Jackson. Look at what this country does to people.
Yeah.
It's sick.
Yep.
Fucking sick.
It is. It is.
I hate this place. I'm thinking mountain, middle of nowhere, not even a fucking TV.
Hey, the Unabomber's hut's up for sale, I'm sure.
Yeah, I I have a rap sheet enough. I'm good. I want to throw some more charges on there.
Come on. Don't be a fucking loser.
Hey.
What?
I've done a few things.
That's all right.
Good. I'm good.
That's all right.
Let's see. I mean, God, what is wrong with this?
I don't know.
Bruce Jenner. Fucking Christ. I understood OJ because no one really... Fuck OJ. You were Nuremberg in the police squad movies.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you did. Because none of us remember you running in fucking the NFL except for running from the police in a Bronco.
Yes.
Now Cuba Gooding Jr. is making a movie out of him. No. He's going to be
is
OJ.
He really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't like him.
No.
I don't like
him. It was like, I liked a few of his movies. Like, but he's just the guy in every movie. I'm inspirational. Yay.
What was the one where his brother got killed?
Which one?
It was one of those new LA Compton fucking.
Oh, Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
That's good without him.
I liked him in that. Yeah, I liked him in that.
I was all about Doughboy, yo. Ricky!
Well, I mean.
Ricky was great.
Yeah.
Morris Chestnut, motherfucker. Right.
I mean, I liked that. Break I liked him in that.
Fool.
But not too many other ones.
No. No. All right. I get it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What else? What else are we talking about?
AIDS.
Oh.
No.
We already talked about that.
Yeah, we always talk about
AIDS. I mean, Bruce Jenner.
That's my thing. Talk about how fucked up the world is. We said that.
Yep.
That's a given. We're still here.
Yeah.
But probably not for long. Question for
okay.
you. Okay. Craziness coming.
What?
Craziness. Right here. Boop. Stop the car. Boop. 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 That's my news sound.
I thought that was a... Boop. Boop.
Boop. Boop. Boop. Breaking news.
I thought that was trying to be a skid sound. You're like, boop, stop the car.
Stop.
Boop, 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 boop.
What? I'm Sound Effect Joe. What's my name?
What kind of skid does that? What kind of car does make that skid, Mark?
It's my bike. Broom, broom. Yeah. It's a tricycle. It's back in now. I'm very trendy.
Right? You sure are.
ISIS.
Okay.
We're old.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not getting let in the military.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Should we be able to fight these motherfuckers? I think they should raise it to 45. We don't have to go to basic training. Just show us how to point and shoot a gun in the right direction and let us start taking these motherfuckers out.
Out. You know what's funny is I...
Not in the desert, though. If you can get a nice spot, you know, San Diego, something nice, you know.
Yeah.
Not the desert.
We could go up on a plane and just drop bombs. Like, just, all right, you know what? When this red light comes on, just press the button.
And yeah.
Press it. There goes a zillion bombs.
We ruin oil.
No, we don't.
We do.
Yeah. No, we'll be fine.
No.
We'll be fine.
We can't drop bombs because then we drop bombs, everybody else drops bombs, and it's just wipe them out.
Yeah.
If your name ends
what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. Wipe them out.
Oh, my God. They're stupid.
You know, I was watching I get some friends that post a lot of those ISIS videos where they get blown up by planes and whatever.
Oh, God.
There was one where they were hiding. There was a bunch of them hiding behind a little hill. And they were shooting out. They were all kind of just blindly aiming out into the wherever. So there was one jackass that was like,
RPG.
No, he had like an M50 or whatever with the belt.
Oh, yeah.
The belt bullets or whatever. And he gets up there and he just stands up there. And he's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's just like, just shooting it all over the place, like, you know, above air. And then he's like, he gets done. He turns around. He's like, yeah, look at what I just did. And then a bullet cut him in the head.
No
just,
shit. Good.
Yeah, he was killed instantly.
Good.
Good. It was awesome.
Too bad two didn't get you.
I know,
send
right?
you there twice.
It was so
nuts,
awesome.
Dude, I'm sick of it. What the hell? How can we not stop them?
Because we have Obama as a president.
It has nothing to do with him.
Yeah, it does.
Listen, he's already stated war against them.
Did he?
He did, actually.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
He kind of did. Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
And then Congress shut him down because Congress is like, you won't get a war unless we tell you we want one.
Well, of course.
This country sucks sometimes with that shit.
Yeah.
Let's just start wiping them out. Let's give a gun to all of our children, all of our women, and let's go hunt some motherfucking towel heads.
Yeah.
Sorry to all those people who, ay. That's an apology in Arabic from what I hear.
That's what I heard.
No, fuck that. I'm done.
Yeah.
So done. Kill these dudes. You see what they did to that pilot?
Yeah.
Lit him up on fire. That was disgusting.
Yep. You know what?
Fuck
and then
that.
That with Netanyahu just got in a plane and went over there and just dropped some bombs on him.
And that's the thing is they're allowed to do that because they're used to it. Because God forbid, you know, It's going to happen. We're going to get some suicide bombers again.
Yeah.
This is not the, they know they're not going to get planes again.
Right.
They know they're going to have to do ground vehicles or start doing this shit in Grand Central, all these
come
places.
They'll come up with something.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. That's why you'll never catch me at the marathon ever again. No.
You know,
2 years coming up right now. No way you'd ever catch me doing it. And I can't, my son went back last year. Still don't know how he did it.
You know, you're strong bringing the show down a little bit.
Shut the fuck up for a second. I'm trying to unite America right now. This is what I'm trying to do. I want people to raise up. No, I'm serious. I'm really serious because if we don't, if we keep getting pussified by the rest of this fucking country, it's like, please, let's not have fat emojis anymore. Fat emojis are bad because fat is not a feeling. Emojis are about feelings, and fat is not a feeling, motherfuckers.
Yeah, kind of it is.
It is. It is absolute. I feel so fat right now.
Yeah.
I'm fat.
Right.
So I'm feeling fat, and I am fat.
You feel it in your knees, your back. You feel it when you lay down because it's a lot of weight.
It's 24/7, motherfucker. I am a fat champion. I own that belt every day. Exactly. It's made of fabric, but it's a belt that holds my gut around my pants.
Right.
Holds it in.
And by the way, I saw a friend on Facebook. He was a suggested friend.
Yeah.
He has somebody had tattooed a world, the WWF belt around his waist.
I like
it. It's huge, too.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but you heard about that, like fat. It's just, I'm saying.
I did.
This country's just becoming stupid. This dumb shit like this that people are wasting their fucking time and effort to argue about this when we have way bigger problems in this world.
Yeah.
Because we're so sheepish.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
It's like, what happened to Ebola? That's fucking tit right there. That's a painful tattoo.
Yeah. Yep.
But what happened to Ebola? Remember?
Yeah.
Ebola was like, for 1 month, they were like, the government or whoever it was. I am not really a conspiracy person.
Yeah.
Fully. This one's kind of weird. Ebola was the biggest thing. And then all of a sudden it was like, all right, shut Ebola off. Shut it down.
Yep.
And then it was like Ebola didn't exist anymore. Like we were all supposed to go, shiny light, shiny light, shiny light.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah. What was happening?
Right.
What was going on in those 30 days?
I don't know. You know what? I'm sure I read it on some conspiracy website, but I didn't pay attention.
But that's the thing is, I'm one of those sucked into that shit.
I'm one of those ignorant Americans that's just like, oh, whatever.
Because you can't do anything about it.
Exactly.
I will vote.
I don't.
I do.
I won't.
I think mandatory voting is necessary only for the fact of
no.
It sucks, KJ, to say that people our age and older have to be ordered to vote, but we are not going to be the ones who are going to dictate this country in 20 years. It is going to be our children, the generations behind us, that are going to vote for a Kardashian because it's cool. Oh my God, go to the voting booth. And vote for that cunt that's going to lose the fat reality show. Just do it. If we all do it, oh my God. And that's what's going to happen.
Hey, okay. We'll be dead by then anyways.
No, yes, but I have children. See, for me, I know my kids.
See, that's where it starts.
I have kids. I want to make sure that they're being led by fucking people with some brains. I mean, it's hard.
No,
but I think they should be forced to vote because if you don't keep doing it, you're going to keep these people who only care about the upper echelon.
Think about it.
Shut up.
What is it?
At least I could spell it.
Yeah, but you can't say it.
Succotash.
And when you can't say it, it kind of brings the podcast to a screeching halt.
I hate you. Where's your soundboard, dildo? But yeah, that's the type of shit. We're leaving nothing. We're getting fucked. I'm not saying I believe in Obama's rules, but it's some of the stuff has to change because our youth is useless.
Right.
Our youth is just absolute. They don't care about the big things that are happening around them. Don't have a clue. Parents are calling them and hiding them from the truth in real life.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's all my thing is. A fat emoji. Get the fuck over it. So what about the one that says exhausted? So if people have narcolepsy, is that against... I'm exhausted. I can go...
I wish I had narcolepsy.
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
Nah.
No,
I don't like that.
No, I would.
No,
I would love it. Just so I all of a sudden fall asleep and just be whatever.
I saw a dog that could do that the other day.
That's pretty awesome. I wish Fritz. Hey, actually, you know what? I think Fritz does that.
Really?
Yeah. He falls asleep instantly, and he's been waking me up at like 1 a.m, 4 a.m, just to go because he got to go out and take a shit or a piss.
Hey, at least he's waking up.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, but I got to get
it
up
on your floor.
No, I don't. Shut up. I don't. You're right. But
it's worth the 5 minutes.
He always comes to my side of the bed. He comes and gets me. Why doesn't he go get his mother?
Would you wake her up in the middle of the night?
Nah, probably not.
Exactly.
Probably not.
Let the woman sleep. Don't be stupid. Even the dog knows that. And he eats balls.
He does.
In his own fucking ass.
He does. He does lick his own ass.
Yeah. So the dog knows not to wake up, mommy.
Now, if you, what if you got a chocolate mold of a dog's ass? Would you eat that?
Depends how many generations after the mold is. Huh? Am I eating from the first casting?
Wait a minute. Time out. Why am I even asking this question? I saw the goddamn picture you posted of those chocolate donuts the other day.
Did you see that? Oh my God, dude. The worst thing I've ever done. I can't throw. I tried to throw up. I ran my fingers down my fucking gullet so fucking hard. I could lick my elbow. It was, oh.
God, that looked awesome.
Dude,
Was it hair on it? Like moldy hair?
It was
hair?
Just, they looked like spider webs, really. Like in and out. Like, you saw the picture.
Yeah.
It
wasn't like, because it was dark, so it was kind of, it wasn't really detailed.
Because I was in the middle of kind of half throwing up still. Like, you can see, like, all the fuzzies in the middle of the hole.
Yeah.
Like, it was an old lady's asshole. An old black lady's asshole. That's what happened. And so I'm eating them, right? Because I didn't have time to run to Donkeys. I was running a little late.
You're probably better off anyways.
No, I would have. I should have went with Donkeys.
I wonder if there's, like, a Dunkin' Donuts equivalent out wherever some of our new fans are, because I seen them there out, like, South Dakota.
Yeah, they got all, like, sorts of different shit.
A lot of, like, Southerners are on the show now.
Yeah.
You know, they got to have a shitty donut place that's the equivalent of Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I mean,
they just fucking can't do
Dunkin's
anything.
Dunkin'
right.
is huge. They have their Tim Hortons in Canada. They have the Krispy Kreme is everywhere else in the fucking world.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't like Krispy
Kreme. I don't know many of the other ones. You know, there's probably some douchey California ones that are like, these are made from 100% organic kale. And this one's called the Baconator. Has
right.
no bacon. It's all soy.
Did you? All right, go ahead.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You just
I'm just way into honeydew donuts. Every chance I go,
the
go.
The donuts are good.
The fucking donuts are amazing. And did you see the picture? Not those donuts. What was those from? Those are packaged
Mrs.
donuts.
Mrs. Freshly's, who makes chocolate bells. Haven't we talked about this before?
They're definitely not fresh.
I think we talked about this before. The chocolate bells. They're like a Hostess cupcake, but circled in like ring-ding chocolate. So they're the best mix. Dude, they're amazing.
What is it again?
I gained 20 pounds on them at least.
Well, yeah.
Chocolate bells. Mrs. Okay. Freshly's chocolate bells. So the other day I got the donuts. I had first grabbed Little Debbie's, right? And then went, yeah, but Mrs. Freshly's uses real Hershey's chocolate, and I really want a good donut, so I grabbed those.
Okay.
You couldn't see through the package. It had the, you know, a non-see-through package. So I grabbed them, went to work. I'm sitting there, and the first thing in the morning, I have to have a report done by 7:15 in the morning. So
yeah.
I get 15 minutes to do it.
Uh-huh.
So I sit down, I'm sitting there, I open my donuts, get my water open, and I'm typing away, and I eat one, and I'm like, this tastes kind of, is it me? Must be me. Second one.
This tastes kind of tinny.
It tastes like mint.
Like metallic-y.
Yeah, but I was hitting mint, right? And I'm like, so
well,
I
eat. Well, let's say Patrick's Day, maybe.
That's what I thought, KJ. I said, oh my God. I eat the third one. I'm like, did I get the special St. Patrick's Day edition? Like, that's the only thing I can think of. So I had the third one, and I'm like,
the third one.
Whoa. I look at it. Well, third to last. There's a six in the baggage or whatever.
Third to last.
I don't even know how many there were in the package. Honestly,
well, there was three there.
Yeah, there was two, and one was in my hand, I think. Yeah, there's two here, and there were six donuts. So
you ate three.
I ate three.
Yeah.
The fourth one I chucked because it was in my hand. I opened the other two. I looked in and I went. I spit in the trash. I ran to the bathroom. Now I'm alone at this point in the building, pretty much.
Yeah. So you're pretty much like
in the
thinking
bathroom,
you're gonna die.
Jamming my hand down my throat. I put my fist down my gullet and I could not make myself hurl. And I started going the fucking bath at the sink. And I'm like fucking trying to drink water in the sink. Like I'm
yeah, doing just
cat.
The tap water.
Oh, yeah.
Just exactly. as bad as the moldy donuts.
Oh, my God. Forget it. And the seafood plants in Roxbury.
Yeah.
I'm fucking feeding the water in my mouth. And I'm trying to choke down. can't. So all day, I had to tell people, because if I died in a mysterious way in the next few days,
yeah,
it was the donuts.
You know why?
Please remember, Mrs. Freshly's, honey, go get a lawsuit. Because mold donuts Mrs. killed me.
Freshly's went back, super moldy.
Went back the next day. The Tedeschi's on Dorchester Ave that I bought them from.
Yeah.
I went to get cigarettes and I said, I'm going to end you drinking these. Fuck that. So I went back the next day and I just showed the guy behind the counter. I said, listen, I was in yesterday morning. Here's the things. Look at the pictures. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. Fucking foreign jibba jabba punjab shit. He goes over, grabs another package and opens them up. Nothing. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm showing you the package. I'm showing you I was here.
Right.
Where's the other little guy who probably will blow us up someday?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Gone.
He'll tell me. Or the lady with the headdress. He's like, well, I don't know what to. I said, I'm not trying to get anything from you. I'm telling you, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Other people are going to eat them. I didn't. And then, like, I was just like, I walked out and I was like, you know what? I hope everybody dies who eats these from now on.
Well, because
I don't know if I'm going to die. What if I have some weird mold growth going on in my colon right now?
You probably still do.
I do. And it
there's a big incubation period. So
that's what I'm afraid of. There's still time. It could be in my lungs. I could be dying. That's what I'm afraid of. And it was like,
Is it bad that I'm laughing at you?
No, because this week since it happened, I've kind of been like you in a way.
Okay.
I kind of feel like now if I have this weird thing, I'm motivated to do things because I'm going to die.
Exactly.
You know what I'm feeling.
I know it.
Why?
Huh?
Why do we get motivated? Like, I know it's not like, I'm going to go write my will and hike the Grand Canyon and... No.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, it's just, death is a motivator.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And man,
every day I'm getting worse and worse. I think I'm going to die. It is fucked.
It's awesome.
Mold is killing me.
Uh-huh. Fat.
No.
Yellow nerds.
Don't blame fat.
Yellow nerds.
Yeah, you people blame fat. Yellow nerds sticking under my skin.
Yeah.
Oh, yellow nerds.
Good stuff.
That was nasty.
Good stuff.
Went to that bar last week. I hadn't been out in forever. I went, got kind of drunk.
Oh. Well, that's all right.
And I took a piss and some guy goes, you gonna wash your hands? I go, nope. I was like, and I'm the guy who washes his hands constantly because I work in food, right?
Of course.
So I was like, nah. The last time I did, there was a hidden piece of glass behind that knob telling me, don't wash your hands in this bathroom. Because it ended up with a 4-foot gash on the side of my hand.
Nice.
Yellow nerds spilled from the
yellow nerds spilled out of your
it tasted like
chubby fingers.
Tropical punch.
It almost looked like cream of corn.
Yeah.
That's what it really looks like.
I love cream corn.
Do you?
It's good.
I'm not a big fan. I like corn on the cob. I don't eat it the long way. I eat it sideways.
Oh, straight through your ass.
Yeah.
Just like those kids with all the drugs they're taking now through their bum.
Dude, there's a lot of kids dying from drugs recently.
Good.
Yeah, I know. I
mean,
hey,
the whatever. Stuff these kids are doing, I mean, obviously drugs have changed throughout the years, and I can tell you that I've tried a lot of them, except for heroin. I've never done that.
Well, that's the one that's killing them all.
Yeah, seems like a dumb one. Yeah. Because it's like, you're going to some crackhead, as is, a heroin deal. That's why I can never figure out, on the street corner, and going, give me some stuff, I'm going to put in a syringe and stick in my arm.
Yeah.
That dude hasn't showered in 2 weeks. I'm taking my stuff. If back in the day, I chose meth or coke. Like, coke was my big thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, because you went from someone who wore clothes, and didn't dance around like a turkey at 3 a.m. because they were so fucked up. Like, those are the people you go to.
Yeah, right.
Never liked that shit, but.
No.
Yeah. If you're heroin, it's stupid. It's dumb. And they're doing heroin pills. Like, these guys are crushing them into pills with Percocet. So they're cutting Percocet and cutting heroin and making these homemade pills now.
Nice.
It's insane.
Hey, you know what? Let them do it, man. Let them do it.
Nah.
I don't care. It don't bother me at all.
It's when they affect the lives of other people. Like, it's. George Carlin was probably the most correct person in the world.
Yeah.
You take our four square states, whatever, Colorado, Utah, whatever, all four of them that are connected that are square.
Right.
Cut them down the middle, put a fence up and down into crossing. And one time a year, you open little gates connecting them all for 5 minutes.
Right.
And just let them fight each other to the death. One section is child molesters, one's murderers, one's drug addicts, and then do the rest.
Yeah. And that's fine.
No. Kill them all.
Yeah, that's what I say.
No. I mean, I know people who have gone through the struggle. There's a difference between the struggle.
But it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
When you're a junk box and you're stealing shit from people, the ones you love, or you're hurting others, get the fuck out of here. Yep. Or you haven't learned after you've OD'd like 19 times. You're never going to have that moment when you're like, you know, Sandra Bullock's going to come save you or some shit. You're not having that moment. Get it over with. Eat the needle this time. Make sure you get it over with.
And eat 14 needles.
Yeah, just suck them down.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Snort a needle.
Yes. Snort the needle.
Yeah. Wow. Let's see them.
Okay.
Let's start that craze.
Yeah.
The FKU show is saying all of you heroin needle users, snort the needle, needle first.
That'd be awesome.
And then...
And I also heard that if you inject the heroin into your eyes, it gets, you know, you get a better high. Right?
He just looked like a 3-year-old kid looking at me like, shh, don't tell him. I'm just fibbing.
And
if they did.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, that's another big craze is people tattooing their eyes.
Oh, yeah. I saw that the other day on Facebook. Don't.
I mean, it looks cool, but I wouldn't do it.
No. Ow.
I can't even like when somebody... Like to get something going with their eyes. I'm like, oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, contact was the furthest extent. I want to punch the guy every time he does that air glaucoma test at the fucking thing. And when they do the puff of air in your eyes.
I haven't tried that one.
Dude, it's been around for 50 years.
Well, I haven't gone to the eye doctor.
Yeah, you need to go get them checked.
I think I went once.
You're supposed to do it after you're 65. So you've missed a few birthdays.
Yes. No, I haven't gone. I should go.
You should. You should. At your age?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know.
80? And you haven't been to the... 80. You haven't been to the ophthalmologist yet? Oh, my God.
I did work in the ophthalmologist's office not too long. That was actually...
And you didn't just say, might as well get my eyes checked.
Hey, while I'm here. No, you know why? Because the guy went on vacation when we were working there, so...
Should have just tested his equipment.
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah. Just run through... I was just checking to see if run it through its paces.
If the lady who can run the register can give you the proof of air test in your eye. You've never done that?
No.
You have to rest your chin on the thing, and then they push this thing up to one eye, and you have to keep it open the whole way.
Yeah.
And it goes...
Oh, really?
And like, it feels like an oily puff of air comes right your eye, and it's to see the dilation levels, like how fast it reacts or whatever.
Yeah.
And they do it in both eyes, and the second one's always like, I know it's coming, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, of course.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
I'd rather put heroin needles in my eyes than have that.
Well, yeah, I had a piece of metal in my eye once, and I had to go to the hospital to get that taken out. I was trying so fucking hard to get that out before I went in there. Because I know, you know, they take the Q-tip and they flip your eyelid up over the key, you know, and then it like hurts like hell. Then they dry it out and they put that orange shit in there. And then they fucking wipe it with another Q-tip, your eyeball. Oh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think I got it out before. Just look. Because I did. I actually got it out as I was walking into the office to get my eye looked at.
The worst part of that story is you were so...
Animated
that no one's going to see it.
I don't care.
Just letting you know, buddy.
All right. So just picture me flipping my eyelid open.
Flipping
my
him right. He's putting the finger 95 degree angle.
Yeah.
Okay. Turning. It's not a mustache. It's not a fake mustache. He's putting the fake mustache where his eyelid is. Okay. Fake mustache near eyelid.
Fake eyebrow.
Turn counterclockwise 180 degrees.
It's clockwise. Actually,
shit. He was doing funky stuff with his eyes.
Yes.
He's got pink eye.
Yep. And stink eye.
You got it all.
Yes.
And stink finger.
Stink finger.
So what else? What else are we going
to
talk about?
Well, we did get a... did you want to stop this one a little early and then we'll do another hour? Or is that what we're going to do here? Or what do you want to do?
We can do that. We got, another 10 minutes?
Yeah, another 8 minutes.
Eight?
Yeah, then we'll...
Eight?
Yeah, maybe we'll stop this one and then we'll go... Because we did get some suggestions.
We did.
Yeah.
Were they not just
on the
stupid?
Facebook.
Were they not just...
You know what? I didn't read them, really.
Oh. Well, most of them are just stupid. So we asked people, hey, let us know what you want to hear.
Hey.
And nobody said anything.
Yeah, no, they did.
We got any food for thought. Haha, Jimmy. Real hilarious. Hickson, you're fucking tired. Gray J shipping skills.
Yep.
Heard about that.
Yeah, that was a tremendous.
So the special people at the post office can do fit it and ship it. If it fits chips, KJ cannot. KJ sent out two stickers. It cost 89,000 kronas.
Yes.
He put it in the wrong currency, for Christ's sakes. And
well, I was thinking maybe we'll save these ones for the next podcast.
Okay, and now we're both in debt.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, all right. Because we got three of them on the...
We've got three.
What topics you got, fuckers? Bring it.
There's not even topics. Oh, I didn't get those.
Yeah, well, you got to go on the Facebook, the FKU webpage.
Oh, is that where they are?
Yeah.
I hate that webpage.
You got to pick up your pace.
I'm the one who fucking put it out there, dildo face.
Right.
What?
Right.
I did.
Okay.
I did because I'm special.
So we'll talk about those. Any? Do we have any other quick ones on here?
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Quick.
Any quickies?
Hey.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we
stole my thunder. I don't want to talk to him.
All right.
Hey.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe we can just use one of the...
Bruce Jenner dildo.
Well, we can probably end it with one of my rants. One of my Dunkin' Donuts rants, if you want to.
Oh, that last one's pretty good.
Which one? The very last one I did? The first one I showed you? Or was the last one I showed you?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, my God.
You think I pay attention to you?
No.
Remember, I stopped listening to you after 2002.
Yeah, you probably did. I don't even know what... I don't know which ones this is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that KJ has been putting together lately.
Yes.
Little something, little for your eardrums to take in. It's like oral porn.
Right?
Yeah. Show them.
All right. I don't know if it's coming up. Oh, you know what? It's not going to happen because I didn't press record.
It's a plan for them, Danny. No,
this is going to have to wait. Oh,
this is radio gold.
Right is here. It though?
You stopped recording too, right?
No, we're still recording. Wow,
this is great.
We'll wait till the next.
We wonder why we need a producer.
We'll wait till the next podcast.
Help,
which is going to be coming up right after this one.
Yeah, they don't need to know that.
That's all right.
We're doing this one in April. The next one's in April.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Not going on vacation. It's right. In April.
Oh, right. Okay, it's in April.
So when you hear us next, it won't be right.
It'll be
like
April.
Now next. It will be April. Yeah.
Sure. Right. Oh, here's something to kill some time. So now that we're doing a podcast, I try to listen to a lot more podcasts now.
Yes.
Because I can't stay on the radio anyway. Yeah. So whatever.
Fuck.
There is not a lot of good podcasts.
We're the
out
fucking
there.
Best one out there. So that's why we need someone to pick us up.
I mean, other than, you know, like Joe Rogan, Adam Carolla, you know, all those guys, Bill Burr, Nick DiPaolo, all those guys, they're obviously better than us.
Yeah.
But for like typical podcasts, like quote unquote comedy podcast, they are dumb as shit.
Now, what is it? Just because of production value, or
it's everything.
Conversation piece, you know, like the everything. Topics, everything.
Yeah, it's everything. There's some that are the topics are terrible.
Yeah.
There's some where the production is terrible. Like you can hear the room, like our first few ones.
Yeah.
But this is like they're into like their 75th episode, and they still can't get it right.
Well, the problem is there's so many of these people, we piss greatness. We piss excellence.
And shit
Yeah. A lot of this stuff doesn't make sense to a lot of people.
It really
And
doesn't.
A lot of people can't figure out how the hell even non-internet laws allow us to still do this. We do it because we know we're good.
Right.
We know someday it's going to make us famous.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, we have most of the people who listen to us phone numbers. We're just going to make it miserable hitting you up for money and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, we're breaking in and stealing your jewels.
Yeah.
I'm a cat burglar. Meow.
You are a cat burglar. All nimbly bimbly. What?
Meow.
Go ahead.
I lost where I was. You know you can't do that to me. When I'm in the moment, you can't because then my alt-y kicks in and I'm all over the place. All
right. Well,
so fuck that shit.
All right.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay.
People listen to us. We need people.
We're talking about podcasts that suck.
Oh, podcasts suck. Yeah,
they do.
Other podcasts suck with their words and their pods.
Although me and Janet had our anniversary this past weekend.
Yes, congratulations.
Not this one, last one.
She's put up with you for another 365 days.
Yep, fucking 11 years.
Whoa.
11 years, right? So we went out.
She
went out
to
dinner.
Gave up on her hopes.
Yeah, she did. She really did. We went out for dinner. Then we went to Nick's up at Kowloon's. We saw a few comedians.
Yep.
They were all really good. There was three of them. I forget the first two guys' names, but the
great promoting skills you got there.
Huge.
I saw three guys. They told jokes on a stage. they gave us laughter.
I think it was
I heard you said Corey Rodriguez.
Yes, Corey Rodriguez.
He's a funny fucking dude.
Yeah,
from Milton, I believe.
From where?
Milton. I think Milton? He's from the Milton area.
Yeah, you might be right.
I've tried talking with him before.
I talked to him after the show because he had brought up that he had a podcast, which is 30 Jobs Later podcast. If you're interested in listening to it.
Okay.
And it's actually pretty funny.
Got it.
He's got some good guests on there.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So I'm, I told him about Oz. I said, you know,
it's okay that we're white.
Yeah. Okay, which is fine. Cool. Cause you know that. What? I want him. I want to get him on here so we can.
Absolutely.
I want to ask, like we had in a previous podcast, we need somebody to say, give us some good white jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We do, because this is getting ridiculous.
It is. It is.
I'm out. I can't do it for everybody.
No, we can't.
I can't keep being on every side of the coin for all you people.
No, you can't.
Talking as I'm a black man or a Hispaniard.
Right.
Is that what they call them, Hispaniards? Yep. I still feel weird calling them Hispanics.
Really?
Yeah, even Latino throws me off. Like, I'm supposed to dance with them if I call them Latinos.
Oh, yeah.
And Hispanic just reminds me of like, I don't think I'm supposed to say that because it kind of sounds like if I said it funny and you don't understand English, it sounds like I called you a spick or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I feel when I'm like, hey, hola, hombre. No?
No.
Okay, chico.
Yeah. All righty.
Listen, Manuel.
So I'm gonna talk to him and see if we can get him on the show. Do a little call in.
Okay.
We'll talk to him. I also got another person I'm working on getting now.
Yeah.
So that's two guests. So it'll be a comedian and one musician. I'm going to try and get the other comedian who.
Same musician that we talked about before?
It's possible. He plays in a hardcore band.
Hockey related?
Yes.
Yes.
So.
That'd be cold.
Yeah.
And, it would be. And I've got another one in the pipeline too.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
I forgot.
Yeah. And I got another comedian. A little bit more famous than Corey Rodriguez.
Don't say that. A little more famous.
Well, I mean, he's famous. To me, he's famous. He's headlining, you know, Calhoun's and all. And he's, what was he on comedy? I think he was on Comedy Central. He was voted the best new comic in New England.
Yeah, he did that. I know he did on like the Foxwoods of the Mohegan type things. He's won that a couple times. He's won a ton of competitions.
Well, he's funny as shit.
He's wicked funny. Don't get me wrong.
He's funny as shit.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So we're trying to get him on. I'm gonna ask him.
Okay.
I haven't asked him yet, but I want to ask him.
Don't use the word homie or anything.
Oh, like hey, brother.
Hey, yeah. They don't.
No,
like
they don't like that. All right.
People don't like that.
Okay. Well, I'll remember that.
I don't think anyone who's not your brother would like that. No matter what call they were.
Got it.
Listen, brother.
Got it.
Hogan can say it. Nobody else.
All right. Well, fair enough.
Or Macho Man. Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So.
Taste the madness in your mouth.
Right?
What are we doing? So this is the end.
So, so this is going to be the end.
This is it.
We're gonna move on. Now that I have a sweet fucking microphone.
Yeah, he's got a real professional, like a professional mic that's got like he can pull it to his gully.
I'm gonna fucking let me see if I can pull this one off. I'm gonna selfie this shit on Facebook.
Oh god, no one cares.
Watch me.
The microphone has more muscle tone than you.
I don't even know how to get to the fucking the post.
I have like
here.
A 1970s fucking microphone. He's got the I think I'm Howard Stern microphone.
All right. Here we go.
Hold on. He's kind of got fucking the cover too, and he's going to be doing some old
Jesus Christ. He's going to do an old
vaudeville act over here. He's ready for vaudeville.
There we go.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hold my right hand, girl.
Using it. All right, so now you jerks can see me podcasting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a jerk on here.
What a fucking waste of time on Facebook.
What a jerk podcast.
Well, thank you all the new listeners. We love you all. This is the FKU show. You can check us out at thefkushow.com. Find us on Facebook, the Twitter, Instagram.
We have a new Google page as well. So Google Plus, it's FKU show.
The FKU show on the Google Plus.
Yeah, you can get to it from the webpage.
Got
as
it.
Well.
Go to the webpage, thefkushow.com.
Yeah.
Like KJ said, we got a lot of potential guests. It's just a matter of lining up so we can get down some scheduling.
Yeah, I haven't really got into asking them yet because I wasn't sure what we were doing with this show.
Okay. So I'm just going to say I'm thinking about asking Obama to come on.
Okay. Yeah, if that works for you.
If that's about as solid as your leads, then.
Yeah.
People just listen to us.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's in the works.
Whatever.
All right. So we're going
to
end it here.
Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yes.
Another fucking FKU show.
Yep.
Brought to you by the likes of Mr. Gray J.
Yes.
And the immortal Fat Nikki.
Fat Slim Nikki.
Fat Slim.
Oxymoron. Is that what an that's an oxymoron, right?
Yeah, just a moron.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
Goodbye.
All right, see ya.